Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for jumping into Fresh Start Day Number 2. Now, if you're new to Fresh Start, one of the things we've realized is that everybody could use a fresh start. That's one of the gifts of a brand new year. And so one of the ways that we want to start the year off on the right foot is by, as a church family, walking through the Gospel of John, just reading one chapter a day, reflecting on it, and asking two questions about it. And so if you missed the intro to that, I want to encourage you to drop by the website at sugarhill.church/fresh-start. That's fresh-start, and you can grab it through the Sugar Hill Church app as well. But I want to invite you to be part of this. Today, we're going to focus on John chapter 2, since this is day 2. And so if you haven't had a chance to read John chapter 2 yet, I want to encourage you to carve out a few minutes to do so today. And you can do that online. You can do it through an app that is called the YouVersion Bible app. You can even listen to it if you're in the car for a lot of today. But in John chapter 2, we see two really powerful moments in the life of Christ. And the first one starts with a wedding at a place called Cana. Now, most sons don't like it when their moms put them on the spot. They just don't like it. I never liked it as a kid whenever I'd be put on the spot when I wasn't wanting to be on the spot. Well, in this moment in John chapter 2, it opens with this wedding going on in Cana where there's something going wrong. Weddings in this culture are a really big deal. They weren't just an afternoon. They weren't just a couple hours. They lasted for several days, and there's a lot of eating. There's a lot of drinking. And so when you read in John chapter 2 today, if you haven't done so yet, the wine runs out. Now, this wasn't just a practical thing. This brought shame on the people that were hosting. This was a very embarrassing thing to happen. And so in the middle of this wedding, when they run out of wine, Mary speaks up, the mother of Jesus, and says, "Hey, my son can fix it." Now, at first, Jesus doesn't seem happy about this. At first, he says, "This is not my problem. My time has not yet come." He, in some ways, prompts her or reprimands her, saying, "Man, this is not time to do this." But then he goes on and he helps. He helps. And he turns water into wine. Now, I've been thinking about this. Why is that such a big deal? Why is that such a big deal? Did he do it just to save the host from embarrassment? Possibly. I don't think Jesus wanted this friend to be embarrassed. Did he do it to add enjoyment to the guests that were there? Possibly. I think Jesus loves it when we have a good time. But one bigger and maybe subtle thing that we learn from this passage is that Jesus has power over the natural world. He's not a magician. He's the creator. He's not just a creator. He is the creator. And because of that, he can command his creation to do whatever he wants it to do. So think about that. Jesus is the creator. Then this chapter goes on to talk about Jesus clearing the temple. This is such a huge shift in the story. It goes from joy and celebration and this partying to this serious tone, maybe even an angry tone. When Jesus shows up at the temple, he's expecting one thing and he sees something else. See, there's people that are showing up during the Passover season. This was a time when Jerusalem is busting at the seams, the people that have come to worship, and this worship was required by their law. This was part of their history. And so when Jesus shows up to the temple, he sees this holy day of remembrance, this thing that they've been doing every single year since they were delivered from Egypt to remind them that they used to be slaves, but God delivered them. He sees them showing up for this. And he sees people trying to make money off of them. There's all these merchants, all these people that are lined up in the temple courtyard, and they're selling stuff for the sacrifices. They're selling it at this huge markup. They're charging money to convert currency in their day. This was a place that was meant to be devoted to God. This was a season that was meant to celebrate being delivered from slavery. But now there are people that are selfish, making money off of it. And Jesus, he gets ticked off. He drives the sellers out. He flips their tables and he says, "This temple is his father's house." And when he says this, he drew a lot of attacks. People were questioning him. They were asking about him. And in that moment, he prophesies not just about his own death, but his resurrection. And he says, "Look, I'm not talking about this physical temple. I'm talking about my body. And I'm going to give myself. I'm going to die on the cross and I'm going to rise again." Jesus, in this moment, is declaring himself to be the Son of God, to be the one sacrifice, the way that people who believe in him could connect with their heavenly Father. Man, we see in this passage two great truths, that Jesus is the creator of the universe and that Jesus is the Son of God. So today, as you read John chapter 2, ask these two questions. What do I learn about Jesus and what should I do about it? And I trust it'll be encouraging to you. And then either right after this podcast or maybe tonight as you're getting ready for bed, would you listen to today's weekday meditation, a way of soaking this in and ending your day with gratitude and fulfillment as you think on these things. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.